Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is James Mitchell. And Mr. Mitchell, it's been so controversial always, but again during the campaign with Donald Trump, as to whether or not waterboarding leads to good and useful information. Do you believe it does?
Well, I think my opinion is probably not important. The opinion of the CIA is important, though, and what they said, not about waterboarding particularly, because that wasn't even the first or best or the main thing that people relied on, but what they said about the whole intense interrogation program was that it led to information that allowed us to capture those people who are trying to kill us who are still at large. It filled in empty spots in terms of what we knew about our enemy. It helped stop catastrophic attacks that were planned not only in the United States but in other countries like England, and it saved lives.
In your new memoir, you described the day you were questioning Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the 9/11 mastermind. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we started first by just simply asking him in a very neutral way to provide us with information, and he refused to do that. In fact, he said that he would think about talking when he got to Washington, D.C. and had a chance to converse with his lawyer and met the cowboy President Bush. And then when I asked him for information to stop attacks in the United States, he said, soon you will know. Soon you will know. And after that, we escalated to the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. And then following that, he provided information that allowed us to stop that catastrophic attack he had planned for the West Coast, where he was going to fly planes into tall buildings in Seattle and in L.A. and in Chicago, which is not on the West Coast, but that was one he tossed in there. And so it was effective.
Is it your belief, sir, that if future orders were given to use these enhanced interrogation techniques, that they would not be followed?
Well, if they were legal, they would be followed, I would think. If they were not legal, I think you're going to have a little bit of trouble with it. It depends on what President-elect Trump does, right? I've been persecuted, and Dr. Jessen, my co-interrogator, has been persecuted ever since this program came out. I think that the way that we have been treated and the way that other men and women who sacrificed, some of whom sacrificed their lives, have been treated by the Democrats in the Senate and the White House would make people think twice about doing it. But the ball is really in President-elect Trump's court.
You've been waterboarded yourself. What in the world is that like?
It wasn't a very pleasant experience.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, you feel like you're drowning. I mean, you're not. You're not, and you're surrounded by doctors, right? I mean, there's doctors there with crash carts, but it's uncomfortable.
Do you have any regrets?
Say again.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, my regret is they didn't take videotapes when they briefed the Congress. You know, they briefed the Congress early on about this program, and some of the people who are now trying to hide their fingerprints have asked, is that enough? Don't they need to do more? Shouldn't they be rougher? But now, when they've decided to become politically correct, they're trying to distance themselves and saying, well, they lied to us, we didn't know about it. But that's just poppycock.